Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. Hey, it's going to be your church and your turn up. So listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. All right, Farrell on the bench. I can't even believe that I just saw that identical same play work again. The Lowry baseline move feeds Powell in the deep corner, standing down there picking his nose, and he buries the three bomb from the deepest corner shot on the floor. Just like in game 6, the exact same play again, and he hit it again. I mean, it is beyond me, honestly. The guy hit his first three of the game. That's the shot. How is it that Boston just keeps letting this guy shoot big threes and making them uncontested? Just get the ball and shoot it. Nobody's going to do anything about it. I mean, I actually think that, you know, Boston just tries to outscore you, right? And they don't, in my view, like the only guy literally that plays defense is Smart. I mean, that's it. They just let Toronto do whatever they want. They shoot whatever they want. Whether it's Van Vliet hitting a bomb, he's already hit three of them. And everybody else is just solo. Thomas hit one, Powell hit one, Ibaka hit one, and Lowry hit one. But Lowry's starting to heat up now. He's got 10. Van Vliet's got 17. Ibaka's got 14. Powell's got 9. Siakam's got 8. Siakam, remember, he was like one of the heroes of that championship run with Kawhi Leonard. He's turned into a disaster shooting the rock. I mean, just terrible in the like playoffs. He hasn't shot the three ball well. In this series, he definitely hasn't shot the three ball well. His numbers are disastrous. So, and then Ananobi has 4 in a game. He's taken 3 shots the whole game, 0-for-2 from downtown. He was another one that was hitting all the big shots. Remember from dead out on the perimeter, the big three at the end of the game in overtime for Toronto in game 6. He's not shooting in this game, though. It's pretty much, and Gasol's doing nothing either. He's 0-2 from downtown, 2-7 from the floor. So it's all about Lowry now and Van Vliet and Powell.
Have you written a book and need some insight into what comes next?
Or are you passionate about cooking and want to know how to make it your career?
Or maybe you just want to hear insider stories about the entertainment industry. Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef. And on our podcast, Two Guys from Hollywood, we bring our expertise to the table with, of course, delicious cocktails and all kinds of recipes for you to try at home.
So grab a drink and join us. We've got a wide range of celebrity guests and Hollywood insiders to discuss pop culture, publishing, and entertainment. And we'll provide you with an unfiltered and sometimes brutally honest show about Hollywood.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
For on the bench. So it's 79-73. They're up six, Boston. Basically 10 minutes left in the game. They've hit a couple of big shots at the start of the fourth. Now it comes down to, who's going to make the plays and who's going to get the calls. Because that's what the last game was, all bad calls and big shots. I don't even know what that call is. They're going to call that a jump ball? I don't even know what that call is. They're calling that a jump ball, I think. They're going to make that Jaylen Brown. Are you telling me? So he came down with his own jumper after he got it blocked. And they're going to call, I guess that's, they're going to call that a jump ball because he had his hand on the ball when he was shooting the J. So when he came down, he still had his hand on the ball. So they're going to make him jump for it. Tatum a bomb. Oh, he missed it. Unbelievable. That was a shot clock. He had to get rid of it, and he couldn't make it. This game, and you know this game is going to get violent at the end, right? Like, it's totally going to get violent. Brown just dunked it and landed really awkwardly. I think he's hurt. He's holding his onions. That could be a problem. Home plate area. It looks like there's a possible, Satchel Paige injury. I got to see how he landed. He definitely landed just horribly. I got to see it here. Lowry, he got shoved by Siakam. No call. Did you see that, Mafia? Did you see Siakam shove him? No call. Of course there's no call. Guys ends up paralyzed. No call. I don't know.
To give him room to land. Isn't it a technical if you don't give him room to land? He wasn't getting out of his way when he was coming down from that, was he?
Did he not just shove him from behind when he dunked that ball? Did he not just do that? Did I not just see him put his hand on him and shove him? Did I not? Of course I did. Yeah. And then there's no call. So it's unbelievable. They're going to have to win this game. You know, when we play, and I'm always telling you, we got to win in spite of them, the refs, because they just hate us and every call goes against us. You have to just win the game in spite of them. There's nothing they can do, the refs, if you pour it in. You have to score buckets, and that's how you win. Because, and then what you do is if they can build a lead up to like 8, 9, 10, if they could get a lead like that by pouring in some buckets, then you start talking. You let the refs know. You know how like I do it. I'll make funny faces at them after we get a lead. You've seen me say like, "What are you gonna do now? What are you gonna say now?" Like when I'd score a bucket, and I'd be like, "What are you gonna call on that one?" When I finger roll it in and no one can touch me, what are you gonna call now? Because when you get that lead,
they try to check you.
Well, that's fine. But the point is that they are so crappy in this series. If I built a lead right now, I'd be like, what are you going to call now? Tech me up. Go ahead. Give them a free throw. Who cares? We're up 10. You know, I'd let them know how bad they suck. I mean, who cares? And I'll tell you what, find me $5-10 grand. What do I care if I'm making 40 million? Go ahead. Half of the time these guys get fined, they do it on purpose. They know they're going to get fined.
Oh, yeah, CP3 definitely did it at the end of that series when he called out Scott Foster by name and ripped him. He knew it was coming. He's like, I don't care. It's worth it.
Yeah, because Scott Foster sucks. He's the worst ref ever, and everyone knows it, and so you just call him out on it. He needs to retire. Go away. Go to the Caribbean or something and start growing weed. He's atrocious. I can't even take it. I can't even take watching him ref a game. He's so bad. I don't care. I hope his wife's listening right now, too, and daughter and kids, son, grandson, nephew, cousin, neighbor. It's terrible. I can't even. I've never seen him call make a good call ever. I mean, it makes me sick to my stomach watching him. Every time I watch him, I want to cringe. Right now, and that's the point, right now they're up 81-73 with just under 10 minutes to go. I told you there was 10 minutes left. That was 5 minutes ago. So every 15 seconds takes 25 minutes. because of timeouts and reviews. This is because Brown landed funny after Siakam shoved him after he got a breakaway dunk. No foul. You know what's funny? The guy gets shoved from behind, lands, gets injured, and no review by the refs. No nothing. They don't even care because they want Boston to lose. They're totally on the take for the Raptors. So what they'd love to see is Brown get injured and career ending. They'll feel better about their the job they've done on him. Look at this. I don't think he shoved him. He just put his hand on him. But, you know, they both went after him. Lowry did not try to hurt him. I just think he landed funny, and it looked to me like he split his onions. He just had like a ballerina splits. But he's back in the game, and they're underway now, finally. 9.5 to go, so. But, I just love Lowry missed the three. I just love watching him miss because what he's trying to do now is take every shot and make every shot, and that was just a bad, running J3. He was totally floating to his left, and it was just a bad shot. So what I think, Boston should do here, Mafia, is up eight is, work the clock and bring it down to under eight and get a good shot like that. But he missed it. Air ball by Brown in the corner. Total air ball. That was a good look, though. He was all alone, and he just absolutely chucked it horribly over the net. That was a bad shot on a good look. Tatum gave him the ball. Nobody on him. That's a good look. The guy can make that shot, and he just airballed it. Airmail. Under nine now. So it's just crazy watching this. You just know, in my opinion, you just know that no lead is safe. I mean, absolutely no lead is safe. There's Van Vliet with a three. There you go. So much for the 8-point lead. That's gone. Now it's five. So, one more three and it'll be two. And then they'll be in the lead. I've never seen anything like the streaks and the runs and, the momentum swings and shifts in this series. You know what I mean? I just can't even believe it. And then Tatum misses a three. Williams gets the rebound and gets fouled. So they still got the ball. I can't even believe I just saw a call against the Raptors. Stop the press, Moff. Stop the press. Stop everything you're doing. Get baptized. Go jump in a lake. I just saw the Raptors get a call against them. Oh, my God. Walker just got rejected by Van Vliet from behind. Are you kidding me? I have seen it all. This guy, Kemba Walker, dude. Have you ever seen anything like how this guy has literally... I mean, am I wrong about Kemba Walker? Tell me I'm wrong about Kemba Walker. He's got 9 points in this game. He's 4-12, 4-13, and 1-5 from three. Kemba Walker, the last two games, he was 2-12 in game six, and now he's 4-13 tonight. You do the math. What is it? 6-25 the last two games. Can you even believe that, Moff? Can you even believe how bad he is? And everybody says he's a superstar.
I mean, he's been awesome for them all year. For him to struggle like he is, and especially because he's not a guy that just sits out there and just jacks threes or deep, 15, 17, 19 footers, like those deep shots. They're like, what are you doing, dude? Just get in there. Like, he's a guy that drives. He's a guy that gets in there and he takes, short jumpers a lot, takes drives to the basket. Sure, if he gets open, he'll shoot a three. But that's not really his main part of his game. So for a guy like that to be missing every shot is very surprising.
So anyway, Williams just took a charge from Powell and they got the call. That's two calls in a row for Boston. I may have to dunk my head in water. So it's 81-76, 7.5 left. And seriously though, what is the number? Like, he's shot 25 times and he's made six. He's 6-25 the last two games, Kemba Walker. That is disastrous. That's absolutely disastrous shooting. Meanwhile, he's out there and taking every shot he sees. I mean, you talk about shooter shoot. This guy is doing whatever he can to shoot. Meanwhile, he can't hit the broadside of a barn. Tatum gets fouled now. He'll go to the line. And he legitimately got fouled. And I thought the Powell drive was definitely a charge, and so did he. He didn't even argue it. So 7 minutes left. They're up five, and Tatum's at the line trying to make it seven, so See if they can somehow find a way to get some buckets down the stretch and win this game. They're laying two in this one. Tatum's got 24 and 12. The double-double with seven dimes is Pharrell on the bench.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. I'm still on my own journey, but I want to be transparent with you because as I was posting all the highlights of my life on social media, I was breaking down. And too many people fall victim to the picture-perfect image of the high life, so I created a space to discuss the good and the bad. We can laugh, man. We gonna learn. And most of all, I hope to inspire you to go on this journey with me to better mental health. This is gonna be your church, your turn-up, and everything in between. So join me on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, a safe space for every kind of person. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Pharrell on the bench with you on a pain-free Friday. 85-78, Boston's up. We already know the Nuggets beat the Clippers tonight in a huge game. I had the Nuggets in eight. It went to 8.5. I got to tell you, I think that Michael Porter Jr., he didn't do anything in the game except hit a gigantic three with a minute left on the wing. And then he got fouled twice and made all four free throws. I thought, he took one. He made one shot, and it was a three on the wing. It was a huge shot. And then I thought, Millsap had a huge third quarter. Millsap ended up, it was 17 points. He had 5 of 11 from the floor, 3, had 6 boards and a dime. I thought he came up big. Even Grant gave him double figures. He had 10 and 5. Jokic had 22 and 14, the double-double, 5 dimes to go with it. Murray finally got going. He hit 5 threes. He had 26 points, 8 boards, 7 dimes. And I thought the guy Morris came in and played really well. He had 12. Porter had the 7. Plumlee had 6 and 3 boards. Plumlee had a couple of nice passes. I thought one huge dime that he threw on a no look between the legs and down low for a layup. I thought that was a great pass by Plumlee, who really doesn't play that much. He had 11 minutes. But they shot 48% from the floor, 44% from downtown. When it was all said and done, it was better than the 38% the Clippers shot from downtown. By the way, Morris got in a fight with Millsap. They started talking. They got face-to-face. It got tense. Fight almost broke out, but didn't. Everybody calmed down. Kawhi at 36, 5 threes, all uncontested. He shot the threes like they were free throws. It's beyond me why the Nuggets don't guard him. They just let him shoot threes like nobody's business. Morris had 12, Beverly had 10, and PG had 26. Nobody else did anything. Harrell had 6. Lou Williams had 4. Lou Williams was 2 of 10 from the floor, 0 of 5 from downtown. So that was a really bad game. I've never seen Lou Williams miss every three he took. But I have to say, the guy Beverly really gets under my nerves. I think he's terrible. I don't even think he's a good player. I think he's a decent, obviously, defender. I think the guy's he's like a mosquito. He's all over you when you're sleeping. The guy can play defense. I won't deny that. He's a gnat. He's a harasser. He's all up in your face. I'll give him that. But I know he had 10. He had 4 buckets he made. They were like all layups, right? He hit a couple of threes. I couldn't even believe he hit a couple of threes because he was 2 of 6 from downtown. I just, whenever that guy pulls up from downtown, I'm thinking this is fantastic because I know he can't shoot. So I don't like his game at all. I guess defensively I do, but I don't want that guy shooting if I'm the Clippers. I don't think he can shoot, but maybe that's just me. I don't like his game. He's always involved in dirty stuff. He's always involved in extracurricular stuff. He's the kind of guy, if he's on your team, you like him. If he's not on your team, you hate him. I just think he's painful. His whole act, his exaggerations, his flops. He's definitely a flopper. And I don't like him. I don't care what you know, people like his game. I don't like guys that can't, honestly, like, he plays a lot and he can't shoot. I mean, what's the point? I need guys that can put it in. I mean, some guys, like, there's a difference. Smart plays, great defense, first team all D in the league, and he can play, and he can score, and he can shoot threes, and he's got a nasty streak in him, and he's in your face D. I just think, you know, if you look at D, Smart's better. If you look at all around game, Smart is clearly better than Beverly. They're both nasty. They're both physical. They're both in everything. They're both involved in all kinds of, you know, taking charges, flopping, doing whatever to get the call. But I think Smart's better at it than Beverly. Don't you, Moff?
Yeah, I absolutely do. I think Smart's way better than Beverly at it. I mean, I think Beverly, he gets in your face, he annoys you, but, you know, he's not really a guy you're worried about on the court. Like, he's a guy that can talk all he wants. You're like, all right, dude, whatever. Like, I don't care about you. You're not going to do anything. You know, if you want to be a real trash talker, really get in people's heads in the NBA, you got to not just yap and yap and yap and, you know, steal the ball every now and then. You got to embarrass him on the other end. You know, if you put the move on him, you shake him down, you cross him over, then that's when they really get ticked off. And Smart, you know, he's a guy that obviously came into the league and, you know, we've heard it over and over again, like, couldn't shoot worth a lick, that it's kind of embarrassing his, you know, combine and stuff, but really made it because of defense. And then as games where he's hitting 5 and 6 3-pointers when you're leaving him open, or you see earlier in the game when he's driving, getting the and one for the basket. So obviously he's changed his game a lot to add that extra layer. So if he's yapping at you and getting physical with you, it's getting you a lot more in your head because you know he can burn you. Beverly, you just know he might steal the ball from you and, you know, we'll talk a lot from the bench, but isn't going to do much else.
So here's the deal. Boston has 3 timeouts left. Toronto has 2 timeouts left. There's like 4 minutes and change left, 4.5 minutes left in the game, and Boston's up 8. Do they blow it or do they win?
I think they're going to win. I think it's going to get close. I think we might be down to a last shot or two situation when we get down to the end of this game. But I think right now they're playing, you know, well enough throughout the lineup here. Kemba Walker's shooting terribly, but still has double digits. You know, Smart is having another big game where he's helping them out. Not as good from 3 today, you know, 2 for 9. So hopefully he's not thinking about doing that unless he's wide open later on in the game. Like, no one's doing great from the 3-point line for them except for Tatum. Everyone else, 1 of 7 Brown, 2 of 9 Smart, 1 of 6 Kemba. So they got to all just be driving, taking 15, 17 footers unless, you know, they're open for days or they're Tatum. Everyone else needs to just get the ball inside the 3-point line. But I just don't think there's enough help for Toronto to get this pulled off. You know, the bench is doing good with Ibaka and Powell, but, you know, these other guys, Anobi, like you said, not shooting at all. You know, 1 for 3. He's not doing anything. Siakam's 4 for 10. Not a bad percentage, but not what you need from that guy. That guy should be leading you. Lowry's struggling. 1 from 6 from behind the arc. 4 for 14. So I don't think they're shooting well enough. Sure, they're getting points here and there, but it's not enough to just keep chipping away at what Boston's building right now. You need to get back and take control because Boston's doing too well throughout the lineup, and they're just not doing that because these other guys are not hitting the shots.
Tatum just dribbled the ball off his foot and an over and back call on Boston. You can't, I mean, I just can't. It's almost like the game's fixed. How in God's name do you dribble the ball off of your foot and lose the possession with that kind of a turnover? It's unbelievable to me. Like, you can't dribble. You can't control the rock and you give them that possession. And now watch, they're going to go down. You know, they're going to get that bucket. And they did. Siakam got the bucket. That's just a horrible turnover and a horrible bucket to give up that should have never happened because you never got a shot. You never got a look. You never got anything. You turned it over by dribbling it off your foot and then you give them the basket at the other end. It's unbelievable to me. It's like, what else can go wrong? How do you let that happen? It's just unbelievable to me. It really is. I can't even believe it. Like, is that the last thing you thought you'd see coming down the stretch in a game seven is a guy that's your superstar player. He can't control the rock when he's got the handle and he dribbles it off his foot. You got to be kidding me.
Right, you have that play. You had the turnover the other game. I think that's why we were talking about the other night about why is Kemba have the ball in his hands? Because, you know, he's got the handle. Brown and Tatum, they can dribble, they can move, they can do everything, obviously. But in the pressure situation, he's the better guy to be dribbling the ball and trying to set those guys up, because you just saw that from Tatum. Like we said the other night, he did, you know, that other play where he threw it away to Nurse. So you need the in Kemba's hands to make the offense start and then those guys there to finish.
And now Smart gets fouled and misses the front end of the free throw. So now it's time for everybody's tightening up. There's 3.5 minutes left, and he made the second free throw but missed the first. You can't miss free throws. You can't turn the ball over. You can't make bad passes. You cannot dribble it off of your shoe out over the timeline. I mean, it is unbelievable to me watching the ice cream cone melt. They're up 7 with 3 minutes left. And you know who's really going at it now, trying to take over the game, is Siakam. They're giving him the ball and letting him go to town. Meanwhile, if you ask me, the guys that are winning the game for him are Van Vliet, Lowry, and Powell. But meanwhile, they're giving it to Siakam, and he is driving every single time to the rack, which I have no problem with. If you're going to go to the 10, you're going to get fouled, and you're going to go to the line.
That's a terrible call, too. Not only did he lower the shoulder, he hooks the elbow. Like, where is the foul there? There's no foul. If anything, it would have been offensive.
Ball don't lie. He missed the free throw.
And how many of these guys?
He wanted a challenge. He wanted a challenge because he thought Stevens thought he hooked it too with the elbow. And I saw him hook the elbow too. Look, this is when I'm talking about these bad calls. Late in the game, fourth quarter, it becomes the ref's game, not the player's game. He made the second free throw. So it's 6.
Right there.
3 minutes left. They got a 6-point lead. What?
They're anticipating the call right now. That's the problem. They're not watching to see how the play develops. They're anticipating what's going to happen and calling the foul before it even happens.
I don't know. They got this Williams guy on the floor. He's the last guy I want to touch the ball. Seriously, the last guy. Walker from 3. Oh, he bricked again. Williams saves it, but it's out of bounds. Unbelievable. I think they got a foul call here. The Celtics got a call for once. I almost fell over. I don't even know what the call. I think they got a call. No, they didn't. Foster called a foul, but then they wiped it out. The other ref wiped it out. Under 3 to go. It's a 6-point game. Raptors have the ball. It's Terrell on the bench. It's a 2-point game now. They were up 88-80, and the Celtics have scored 1 point since then, and they can't hit the broadside of a barn. Toronto just gets a miss by Tatum. Now Toronto will get swatted at the other end. No call. And now we're under a minute. Boston has the ball, but they have scored 1 point in the last 2 minutes. 1 point. They have let Toronto come all the way back in this game. You knew they would. I said it 5 times. They'll blow the game, that they'll let them back in, and they'll, you know it's going to come down to the last shot. So this is unbelievable. How's that not a foul? I mean, I guess Williams is the guy that's going to go to the line. You know he's going to miss the free throws. I mean, honestly, like, how do you like this guy going to the line in this situation with, like, you know, 50 seconds left in the game? They're up 2. He got the rebound and got fouled going back up. Do you like the big guy shooting free throws here, Mafi, or do you think he misses?
I'll give him 1 probably, because I got 3 points, so he'll hit 1 and they'll push.
This is unbelievable. I mean, dude, they were up 88-80. They've scored 1 point since then. Lowry just fouled out, though. He's still crying to the refs. He's still crying to Foster right now. Why don't you give him some money on the court and see if that works? Give him a $100 bill on the court. He fouls out. He's still crying. I'm surprised they didn't give him the call and give him, you know, did you see him? I saw him in the game the other night. Harden had 4 fouls and he went into the break at halftime. They came out and they said he only had three fouls. They gave the foul to somebody else at halftime. Like, who does that? He had his fourth foul, and then they came out and said he had three fouls. They gave it to somebody else. Like, it's like he either had four fouls or he didn't. I mean, the stuff they come up with, it's another world. It's like as the world turns like a soap opera watching these refs. So yeah, I have no faith. Like, listen, I'm just saying, like, I hope the kid makes them, but I have no faith in this guy at the line with that much pressure on him. I hope I'm wrong. I hope I am so wrong. It's not even funny. I hope the guy buries both of them. But do you really think this guy's going to hit these free throws? Because I'm not feeling really good about it. They're in a timeout now. And I told you before that I think, you know, Boston's down to one of them. If Toronto called it, they got one timeout left. That's it. And if Boston called it, they got two left. But Williams got the rebound. He got a bounce pass from Walker somehow and went up. Lowry hooked him, definitely fouled him. Lowry's still, you know, crying that he didn't do it. Meanwhile, he hooked his arm, tore his arm off. Of course, Lowry, he's never guilty of anything. So Lowry, thank God I don't have to put up with Lowry anymore for the next minute. And, you know, sit your ass down. He's over there slamming chairs. Whatever. He's still talking. He's still talking on the bench about the call. Still trying to talk his way out of it. Now we're going to watch this guy go to the line. And you know what they're doing? They're reviewing it. Watch this. They're going to reverse the call. Here's Foster. They're going to reverse the call. Oh, my God, Mafia. Don't even tell me they reversed this call. Don't even tell me they reversed this call.
I don't know how you possibly could. I mean, the arm was obviously hooked.
They didn't reverse it because he's out of the game. He's done. So that's that. So you know what? Now it's Van Vliet and Powell that have to do it and Siakam because there's no more miracle flops and tackling people and playing dirty and getting every call. He's still talking on the bench. He's still trying to get the call. You know, 5 minutes later, he's still talking. Shut your face. Sit down. You're done. We're done listening to you for the night. Thank you very much. Now watch this guy go up there from Tennessee. Brick. Did I call that? I mean, that was the worst free throw you ever saw. That was automatic brick. He gonna miss both of them. He missed everything there. I mean, he literally, I think he missed the backboard too. He missed both. Boston got the rebound though. Tatum got the rebound and got fouled. Thank God for Tatum. Get Williams out of the game. He's a fat ass hack. Don't let him in the game. Get him out. He's a liability. You cannot let that guy touch the ball because they'll foul him and he'll miss the free throws. Mafia, did I call that or what? Did I not say that this kid has no chance to make these free throws because he just can't handle the pressure?
And the problem was they tried to get him out. They put Tice in there and then he immediately fouls out with 30 seconds left. Oh, well, 30 seconds in there, not 30 seconds left. But once he got in, like, there was one play and he was gone.
One play and gone. So now... Now Tatum makes the first. It's 90-87. So this is huge. They need to, you know, keep the lead. He missed the second. Of course he missed it. He misses the second. You choker. How do you miss that free throw? Now you let him shoot a three and tie the game. This guy, are you kidding me? He's trying to set up Van Vliet to shoot a three. He's doing everything in his power to shoot a three. Williams is still in the game. That's an air ball. Boston rebound. Air ball. Williams blocked the shot. There's 7 seconds left. If he makes a free throw, the game's over. Go cry some more, Lowry. Why don't you go out on a court and take your clothes off? Get some more attention for yourself, you camera hog. It's unbelievable to me how TNT just keeps showing Kyle Lowry over on the bench after he fouled out. Like, what does he have to do with this now besides nothing? Walker at the line. If he makes one, I'd say it's over. If he makes two, you can get the cover. He made the first all net. So there you go. 91-87. There they go. More Lowry TV. They keep showing Lowry. It's unbelievable. I can't even take it. I'm going to punch somebody in the face. I'm so sick of this team with all their crying and all the refs on the take for them. There you go. Call a timeout. You got your last timeout now. You can go cry to the refs some more. You know, like I said earlier, I hate to be right, but you got to win it in spite of the crappy Scott Foster ref. Here they go. More Lowry. More Lowry TV. You know what they're going to do when the game's over? They're going to have an hour Kyle Lowry postgame show. Oh, my God. Just get him off the floor so I don't have to watch him anymore. Give me two other teams, anything. Give me something else. I can't take any more of it. I really can't. I'm going to vomit. Seriously. God. Oh, my God. How painful is that? Mafia, you can't even deny it. You can't even deny it. I could care less about the Raptors or the Celtics, but you can't even deny what I'm watching, what I'm seeing.
You saw the truck. It's ridiculous.
His foul's obvious.
And he's just rambling on the bench. The foul was obvious, so I don't know what he's complaining about. And he's just sitting there on the bench complaining, like, why do we need to see him complaining? It's pointless. So show me what's going on the court. Show me the guys who are playing. Show me, you know, if you want to show me the coaches complaining about it, okay, that's their job. I don't need to see the guy who can no longer play just ramble on and cry to the refs. It's ridiculous.
Eating his jersey. I don't even know what's going on there, but I just it's painful. I think it's painful. So what happens now? Do they hit a three and they cover because it's two? Boston's laying two. So you know they're going to hit the three, right? And it'll be a two-point game. And that's how it'll end, as a push. Of course it will. You know they're going to hit it. And they're going to hit a three ball. Van Vliet or Powell going to hit a three ball. And then it'll be a push. Pray to God it's not. Cross-court Siakam, he can't hit a three. Not from there. That's a brick. That's it. Game over. Now, that's it. Cover. 92-87. Boston wins, and they covered a two. Cover. Boston wins. Lay the two. PharrellOnTheBench.com. How do you like them apples? What's that? Is that the fat lady singing? Wait, is that the fat lady singing? Oh, look, they're showing Kyle Lowry after the game. Maybe a little more Kyle TV. There you go, Tatum. Nice job. Way to get it done. Boston was better. They were better in the series, better tonight, and they're going to the Eastern Conference Finals. So they couldn't win without Kawhi Leonard. There you go. End of story. 92-87, and then you look at the box. Tatum with 29-12, the double-double with seven dimes. Brown had 21-8-2. Thank you, ma'am. And then Van Vliet led him with 20. And that was that. So, boom. You got Boston, Miami in the Eastern Conference Final. How did you like that Game 7, Mafia? Did you think it was good?
It was a great game. It was back and forth. You know, it was really tight down into the stretch there. And I'm much happier with that one since I covered than your boy just out in L.A., the Clippers, deciding to just take the game off after the middle of the third quarter and let Denver come back and blow that one for me. But I mean, that was a great game. It's everything you want from a game seven. Now, you didn't get the highest scoring that maybe people wanted. They probably would have, you know, liked them to get over to triple digits. Probably would like the stars to show up a little more like Siakam and Kemba. But I think for what you had and what these guys had left in this game seven after having double overtime and how many minutes they played, that is great. You know, you had some of these guys really step up. You had, you know, Van Vliet, you had Tatum, you had Brown. You know, a lot of these young players that we've been hearing about all season really stepped up big. Siakam was the only one that really let us down, but it was a great back-and-forth affair, and that's what you need.
All right, Notre Dame and Duke tomorrow at Notre Dame Stadium is at 2:30 on NBC. Syracuse, North Carolina is at noon in Chapel Hill. Everybody's on North Carolina to cover that spread. I don't think they will, but we'll see. Iowa State laying 11 to Louisiana. That game's at noon. Charlotte, Appalachian State, who cares? Eastern Kentucky, West Virginia in Morgantown, noon. West Virginia laying 41.5. They may not be able to score 41.5, West Virginia. They haven't been good for years. Kansas State laying 13 to Arkansas State. That's at noon. Baylor, Louisiana Tech postponed. Army and Monroe. Army's laying 21.5. That's at 1:30. Florida State, Georgia Tech on ABC, 3:30. Florida State laying 12.5. There's some other ones too. Texas, San Antonio, Texas State. Campbell, Georgia Southern. Austin Peay's at Pitt. That's at 4. Pitt laying 27.5 now, 28.5. Oklahoma's laying 44.5 to Missouri State. That's at 7 o'clock. And Citadel and South Florida at 7 o'clock. South Florida laying 3 touchdowns. Clemson and Wake. Clemson is laying 33 and a hook. That game's at 7:30 East. Tulane and South Alabama. Tulane laying 10 and a hook. Texas and UTEP at 8 Eastern. Longhorns laying 43. Louisville laying 11.5 to Western Kentucky. That's at 8 Eastern. Texas Tech at 8 against Houston Baptist laying 39 to Red Raiders. And Kansas laying 6.5 to Coastal Carolina, who beat them last year. And that game's at 10 p.m. Eastern. And that's it. I gave you Miami last night, and they covered 31-14. Mavi, as you know, I have been on fire last night, tonight. Last night hit everything. Stars to win over the Vegas. Hit Kansas City Chiefs to win and minus 9. Hit Miami to win and minus 14 and a hook. Hit the NBA game last night, the Lakers to win and minus 5. I hit all but 3 baseball games. Tonight, I've hit so many baseball games, make your head spin. I hit the Nuggets spread. I hit the Celtics. Hit the Islanders. I mean, what haven't I hit, Mavia? Now, your UFC and Bellator picks will be up on Pharrell on the Bench tomorrow as well. I know you had Bellator picks on there tonight. The main card, the biggest fights are coming up on Bellator right now on Paramount. And that's all going on. I'm not watching, but you let me know how that turns out. And then tomorrow, the UFC and Bellator 246, again, another Bellator event. I will be watching none of that. I'll be watching college football. Check out. Ooh. Well, I thought all the games tonight were great. The Islander game, they won. That was huge. I hit that bet. I hit the Nuggets. That was great. The way they came back in the third and then won that game in the fourth. And then that game 7 we just watched with the Celtics and Raptors was pretty crazy. Morenzi's up next with Sports Rage. And I hope you guys have a kick-ass weekend. Gabe, what'd you think of all those games tonight? They were crazy, right? Pretty good stuff.
Yeah, high level. The NHL and the NBA have really delivered, Scotty, in these hubs and bubbles. If you think about it, these guys have been living in isolation for months. I tip my cap to the Boston Celtics. You know, Danny Ainge has put together great rosters over the years. They've never really been able to put it together. They still haven't. You know, they're still not there yet. They're only going to the Eastern Conference Finals. But the Raptors threw a couple of punches, and, you know, Boston responded late. It's a hell of a run. I can't lie. It's a little disappointing, Scotty. You know, I'm coming on moments after my favorite team just gets knocked off. And, you know, the title run is done. But I got to tell you, it was a hell of a run. Great memories last year. I was at the NBA Finals. I was there when we raised the banner. It was a hell of a run. They, you know, people said they were going to suck without Kawhi Leonard. They had a great year. And no shame, Scotty, as you saw, it was a hell of a series. And another thing is, too, everyone was talking about Scott Foster coming in. Scott Foster was fine tonight. No problems with the refs.
Yeah, I thought the Raptors are a great team, with or without Kawhi. They're tough. They're hard to beat. They're impossible to play. They give you nightmares. They come back. They don't go away. They're brutal to beat. I think it really hurt him. Lowry got fouled out there in the last minute because he was starting to really get buckets and go to the line and score and get calls and make take charges, whether it was a flop or not. He gets the call. So they're a great team, great organization. There's no doubt. They're not going anywhere. They're going to be tough for a long time. Have a great weekend, everybody. You too, Morenzi. I'll see you freaks Monday on Coast to Coast. Good night.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.